So, you guys, hello. Geez, it's been a long time. I know, I've been on vacation, so I've not been able to get on the mic. It's been a great vacation, and I've been gone for a very long time. I have many, many things to tell you about. But I don't really have the time at the moment, because I'm on my last day off. I have to go back to work tomorrow, and we've been racing around the province, so I have to get everything back in order, you know, life back in order. But I do have some extremely exciting things to tell you about, lots of stories to tell you, some beautiful, beautiful roads we were on going up to up north, and had to go down some gravel roads, took the poor spy car down some gravel roads. Oh, it took me days to clean up after that adventure. But I'll tell you more about that at a later date. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in Vancouver. The sun has finally come out. We've been on vacation for a couple of weeks, and it's been very cold and rainy and windstormy, and Auntie Vera Charles would have loved it, I'm sure. It's so beautiful, in fact, I'm sitting on the deck and sitting in a reclining chair and enjoying the sun. So it looks like we may be coming into our spring finally, and things are going to turn around and get nice and warm. We actually went up to and stayed in a cabin up north. It was quite cold and very windy and rainy. Had a little bit of sleet and snow as well. So that made for an interesting and fun time away from civilization. Just while quickly, I have an inbox full of messages from all my listeners. Well, several of them anyway, and so too numerous to mention. Neil and David, thank you very much, and RJ from A Cup of Fresh Hell, I've got your message. I'm sorry, I may be able to respond to you tonight in my world. And Bridget too, and others. So, I've just returned to civilization, so I just need a couple of days to get my life back in order, and definitely I'll be answering your guys' emails. So yeah, I won't go on too much longer. I'll just say thanks for waiting it out, and give me a couple of days, I'll get some more stuff out to you. So you're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. This is the Faye Driver. I'll check in with you later. Okay, so hey, I came back because some exciting things have happened. I am actually right now driving a 1999 Volkswagen Beetle. Oh. Now, the reason I'm driving this vehicle is because the Batgirl has just purchased a new motorcycle. So, it's not completely brand new, but it's 1 year newer than her other bike. It's a Honda. Pretty exciting. So, I'm driving the Batgirl's car, and we are taking her new bike home. So, that's pretty exciting. Plus, I get a chance to drive this Volkswagen, which is very interesting. It's a 5-speed, 4-cylinder engine, I think. I don't think it's a 6-cylinder. It doesn't feel like one. So, yeah, it's a fun car to drive. So, just while I'm back here and hanging out in the podosphere, I wanted to say thanks a lot to RJ from the Cup of Fresh Hell podcast. That is a Ford F-150 truck that's making all that noise beside us here.
the Volkswagen engine is decidedly less guttural. But anyway, RJ sent me just a really lovely e-letter, and oh, there's the Batgirl there. Oh, she was waiting for me. Shit, I didn't see that. Just a really lovely letter. Thanks, RJ. And also mentioned me on his episode number 4, which I was able to listen to finally when I was on vacation. So for our vacation, we actually went up north to where Mr. Anderson's mother lives. We were there for a couple of days. We helped her out. We cleaned her carpets for her, rented a steam machine there, and did some carpet cleaning. That was kind of fun. Got to see all the family. I really love their family. It's always a fun time for me. And then we went to this little town called Nelson in British Columbia. Nelson is in the lower right-hand corner of the province. It's in an area called the Kootenays. There goes that F-150. And so we went down to the Kootenays, and Nelson is a really artsy town, very artful. It's really funky. It's a fairly young group. Everyone is, you know, they're all kind of like granola types and, you know, artful Dodgers, hipsters, that kind of a vibe to it. Really laid back. It's a cute, beautiful little town. Beautiful. It's right nestled on Kootenay Lake. I believe it's called Kootenay Lake. I used to spend a lot of time there and got to see an old friend. So we checked in with some old friends there. It's really nice to see the old clan there. That was fun. Haven't seen some of those people for many years, 5 years or more. Now, the exciting thing was we actually traveled, had to take the spy car.
Okay, better we switch the gears because the spaceship.
Oh, really?
High.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good.
How are those brakes?
They're awesome.
Oh, awesome. Good. Looks good.
Good?
Yep. This little Volkswagen Bug has electric windows. That was the Batgirl. We were just talking about her new bike. It's got a little bit different brakes than she's used to. They're pretty spunky brakes, I guess. This bike is virtually identical to her old bike. Same color, same model, different year, newer year. I think she'll be quite comfortable on it. This is, of course, the first time she's ridden it for any time longer than 10 minutes, probably. And we have about a 45-minute drive to get home, or to get her bike to her house. Yeah, so we were in the spy car for this trip because, of course, we were doing a lot of highway traveling. It was 550 kilometers to get to Mr. Anderson's mom's house. That is about, 350 miles, maybe? So that wasn't long. That was like 6 hours, 5 hours it took us to drive it, I think, five and a half. So we took the big spy car because it's obviously much more comfortable. Mr. Anderson will sit in the back with his laptop. He has got power back there. He can plug in and seat heat, and it's quite comfortable. He can put the sunshades up to block the sun out so he can see his computer screen, and I don't know what he does back there. Watches movies and stuff, and who knows else.
what else? Tracks his stocks when his internet's working. Anyway, so after we left Mr. Anderson's mom's house, we went on our way to Nelson, and we actually went down this highway, an advertised highway, ended up being a gravel road. It was like 80 kilometers of gravel road. We took the poor spy car down, and I got it all so dirty. Oh my God. So as soon as we got to Nelson, I immediately had to wash the car. Of course, I brought all my washing materials with me, you know, soap and bucket and scrubbers and all that kind of stuff. Mitt and my wash mitt. And I left my mitt. I left my mitt at the Nelson car wash, which was very dumb to do. It was a good mitt, too. I'm really kind of miffed about that. Now I'm going to have to spend $9 or $20 to get another good wash mitt. So we actually stayed in a cabin just outside of Nelson for quite a few days. Hunkered down there, completely disconnected from civilization. It was really lovely, actually, just to not have to worry about podcasts and emails and the internet and all that kind of stuff. It was very cathartic for me. So I had a good time on this vacation. And oh, and I had to tell you, the roads coming from out of Nelson. Now Nelson is way nestled deep in the dark forest of British Columbia. And the roads to get there, amazing. Just absolutely amazing. You have to actually take a couple of ferries across some lakes to get into Nelson. And man, oh man, these roads were amazing. Just beautiful, super windy, tight roads. And with that nice, that spy car, put it into standard transmission mode. I'm telling you, that car is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So much power. The power is always there under your foot. And it shifts so lovely, smoothly. And it actually gets a little bit twitchy, too. And, you know, I couldn't really wring it out because Mr. Anderson was in the back. And I couldn't be throwing him around at, you know, pulling G's on him. Because he doesn't really appreciate that very much. So I had to take it a little bit easy, but I still certainly enjoyed those tight, windy mountain roads. Some serious hairpin turns and everything. Oh, it was a lovely, lovely drive. It was actually 790 kilometers or 780 kilometers, something like that. And how much is that? Say 800 kilometers is 500 miles, I guess, that we did over just over 8.5 hours of driving time. I think, yeah, it was a 10-hour day altogether, and we drove 8.5 hours of it. Beautiful roads. Beautiful. That's just absolutely amazing. I took some video for you. So at some point I'll be posting up some video, but not for a while. I got many more important things to do, unfortunately. So it'll be a while before that comes out. So yeah, that was I don't know, I guess that was my vacation in a nutshell anyway. I must apologize. I know I was gone for quite a long time, not putting out a show, and I still need to get back to those people who've emailed me. So if you've sent in anything, I'm sorry I haven't responded just yet, but I've been on vacation, so I'll get you eventually. Give me a couple days, and you'll get a message from me. So, yeah, thanks a bunch to everyone who's been listening. Really appreciate that, and I'm gonna check out, I guess, and I'll touch base with you guys in a few days. All right, take care. This is the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Bye-bye.